translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. This child will all be almost as good as Lord Sri Krishna by following in His footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantideva. And in religion, he will be like Maharaja Yayadi. Purport. The last instruction of Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of Lord. Alone. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord, as ill luck would have it. But one who is actually intelligent catches up this sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Association with the fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities by the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have His association simply by following His instructions, because the Lord and His instruction and the Lord and His name, fame, attributes and paraphernalia are all identical with Him, being absolute knowledge. Maharaja Parikshit associated with the Lord, even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life, and thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Rantideva, an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period, referred to the by Narada Muni while instructing Sanjaya, as mentioned in Mahabharata, Drona Parva 67. He was a great king, liberal for hospitality and distribution of foodstuff. Even Lord Sri Krishna praised his acts of charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasishtha Muni for supplying him cold water, and thus he achieved the heavenly planet. He used to supply fruits, roots and leaves to the rishis, and thus he was blessed by them with the fulfillment of his desires. Although a Kshatriya by birth, he never ate flesh in his life. He was especially hospitable to Vasishtha Muni, and by his blessings only, he attained the higher planetary systems, residence. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in the morning and evening. Yayati, the great emperor of the world and the original forefather of all great nations of the world, who belong to the Aryan and Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharaja Nagusha, and he became the emperor of the world due to his elder brothers becoming a great and liberated saintly mystic. He ruled over the world for several thousands of years and performed many sacrifices and pious activities recorded in history. Although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories, he fell in love with Devayani, the most beloved daughter of Shukracharya. Devayani wished to marry him, but at first he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of a Brahmana. According to the Shastras, a Brahmana could marry the daughter of a Brahmana. They were very much cautious about Varna Shankara population in the world. Shukracharya amended this law of forbidden marriage and induced Emperor Yayati to accept Devayani. Devayani had a girlfriend named Sarmishta, who also fell in love with the emperor, and thus went with her friend Devayani. Shukracharya forbade Emperor Yayati to call Sarmishta into his bedroom, but Yayati could not strictly follow his instruction. He secretly married Sarmishta also and begot sons by her. When this was known by Devayani, she went to her father and lodged a complaint. Yayati was much attached to Devayani, and when he went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Shukracharya was angry with him and cursed him to become impotent. Yayati begged his father-in-law to withdraw his curse, but the sage asked Yayati to ask youthfulness from his sons and let them become old as the condition of his becoming potent. He had 5 sons, 2 from Devayani and 3 from Sarmishta. From his 5 sons, namely Yadu, Turvashu, Darhyo, Druhyo, Anu and Puru, 5 famous dynasties, namely the Yadu dynasty, the Yavana dynasty, Turk, the Bhoja dynasty, the Milicha dynasty, Greek, and the Pourava dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planets by dint of his pious acts, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandson and friend Shibi, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembly members of Yamaraja, with whom he is staying as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gave in charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son agreed to award him his youthfulness when he was troubled with lustful desires, even for 1,000 years. Finally, he became detached from worldly life and returned the youthfulness again to his son Puru. He wanted to hand over the kingdom to Puru, but his noblemen and the subjects did not agree. But when he explained to his subjects the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as a king, and thus Emperor Yayati retired from family life and left home for the forest. Hare Krishna. I'm grateful to all the Vaishnavas, seniors sitting in front of me and asking me to speak. It's act of magnanimity of the Vaishnavas, they do this. And today's topic also is magnanimity of King Granthi Deva. Actually, in this purport, this Bhagavatam glorifying the birth of Emperor Parikshit by his qualities, all the sages are bestowing his blessings. He will be like this, he will be like this, he will be like this, like that. But today, in this particular verse, there are 3 qualities mentioned here. The first thing is, he will be like Krishna, following in his footsteps, anuvrittaha. Anuvrittaha means following in his footsteps. That means, he is a devotee of Krishna. At the same time, he will develop the qualities what Krishna possesses beyond his supremacy. Krishna, everybody knows, is the Supreme Lord. He is full of 6 opulences. So therefore, he is above any rules of normal mundane people can follow. But still, despite of all these things, Krishna's one of the quality was saulabhyam, means easily approachable. Although Krishna is so powerful and he was so magnanimous also, he was easily approachable. You can see how Krishna became a chariot driver for his devotee. And in the Rajasuya sacrifice, when Yudhishthira was doing, what is Krishna's service was? He is washing the feet of all the kings. Can anyone do that? This is the magnanimity of Krishna. And also, Krishna also, not only he did it, he also inspired his devotees to do with magnanimous qualities also. When Krishna put a truce between Arjuna and Duryodhana, who can choose him as his companion from the war? And Krishna offered equal opportunity for both of them, Duryodhana and Arjuna. When Arjuna was chosen Krishna alone, that time there was no certainty of the war, who will win. There is no Gita was spoken that time to Arjuna. There is no one, as far as Arjuna is concerned, only Krishna's friend only. Arjuna does not realize that time who Krishna was. Because that time the Gita was not spoken. Am I right, Prabhu? Yes. He was not spoken. So he is actually treating Krishna as one of his friends. Later he is confessing with Krishna after so seeing the universal form that I offended you, calling you, hey, Yadava, hey, Keshava, I treated my friend. But I didn't see you, your magnanimity, your qualities of the Supreme Lord. Anyway, still Krishna inspired to devotees. So that time, Arjuna, somehow or other, he has this blind faith in Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, faith in something sublime. So, at that time, Arjuna had complete faith in Krishna. Therefore, even though the whole army is going on again opposite side to Duryodhana, already Duryodhana had great sages like Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Salya, everybody. But still, he didn't bother about that. I only love Krishna. What made Arjuna to choose only Krishna at that time? More than victory in the war for Arjuna was love for Krishna. The love for Krishna only made Arjuna to choose Krishna, preferring than his armies. Whereas, always materially motivated, material calculating Arjuna, Duryodhana, he took this opportunity as a great victory for him. Therefore, he offered Krishna's army along with his brother Balarama. Although Balarama was on the opposite side, which also another impediment for Arjuna to think about, how can Krishna fight against his brother? But still, somehow Krishna will help me. Somehow Krishna will protect me. This faith Arjuna had even before he heard Gita from Krishna. I don't know how it was, because Krishna's association, actually the illusion was, this is the proof. When you're with Krishna, you're fully liberated. You don't become illusion. See how Krishna is, Arjuna choosing Krishna, this is really not a proof that to show. Already Arjuna liberated person, he's a devotee of Krishna in a pure platform. But later on, Krishna himself putting his illusion so that he can act as ordinary human being, so that Krishna opened the topic of the Bhagavad Gita for general people like us. So, also, in the case of Vibhishna, I was talking to a devotee today morning, the Prabhu sent to me. Vibhishna, also born in a militia family, Rakshasa family. And Vibhishna's own brother Ravana is a powerful king. And the whole kingdom is under Ravana's control. Still, Vibhishna kept faith in Rama. Isn't that? He was completely chastised by his own brother, accused, insulted by his brother's son, and no one there for him to give shelter. But despite of all the old situations, he maintained his faith in Ram. At one point, he was trying to stay in Lanka and trying to save his brother Ravana as much as possible for him as a devotee. He never thought of leaving Ravana and join Rama immediately. But the situation went such a way, he has to leave Ravana's kingdom. They literally throw him out of the kingdom. Then he has to come to Ram full surrender. When he came on the sky, he never knew, will Ram accept me or not? Because Ram does not know who Vishnu is. But still, the full faith he has in faith in Lord Ram by such a devotion. So these are the qualities, such as qualities Krishna inspires. Not only Krishna has those qualities, he also inspires his devotees to achieve all these qualities. So in that case, therefore, the sage is saying that Maharaj Parikshit will be like this, following Krishna's footsteps, developing Krishna's all the qualities, and how Krishna cared for the citizens, not only for human beings, for even animals also. You can see Krishna is demanding shoes for his own cows, isn't it? Then he is also going without shoes in his foot, isn't it? So that one example, how Krishna cares for everyone. So those qualities, he will also develop. That's the meaning for this purport, that anuvrittaha, following in the footsteps of Krishna. And second thing is, Prabhupada has given his purpose, the purport is Ranti Deva. The King Ranti Deva was son of Bharadwaja. And he was a king, but he has very little moral life. He offered a lot of charity and had a fair fight in a generous way. He offered a lot of charity, but he acquired wealth in a proper way, not in improper way. Nowadays, people getting money in so many illegal way. From that money, something they're offering as charity. But King Ranti Deva was earning in the rightful way, also offered charity in the rightful way. Once, he was always maintaining the kingdom and making others well-being. These are devotees' qualities. Which is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by the sages. And why they spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam? And who is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam? Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami's father is Vyasadeva. Vyasa's father is Parasara Muni. Parasara's father is Shakti. Shakti's father is Vasishtha. So all these sages, they spoke to us, Srimad Bhagavatam. Where they lived? They lived only in the caves. And they reside in the caves, they lived in the forest. And they wore tree barks on the body. They ate roots and fruits and leaves, that's all they ate. And what they did, they have such greatest wealth which we don't have it. In order to present those wealth to all of us, they were living and they were sacrificing their life. Therefore, the human life is especially to meant for sacrificing for others. That's what the sages are proving. In their footsteps, Rantideva also like that. He was giving all charity to everybody. At one point, what he did, he was doing sacrifices. So the kings all have one qualities. They want the yagyas. They are famous for yagyas. Because it's the only way Kshatriya can purify his wealth. So the kings, all the kings do the same thing. So Rantideva was also not exempt from them. He also performed a lot of sacrifices. His sacrifice was like animal sacrifice. But they didn't go and hunt animals and do sacrifice. Those animals, by the will of providence, they want to go to liberate their bodies. They voluntarily came to King Rantideva. He sacrificed those animals. And the blood was such a thing, it became like a river. So he done sacrifices, animal sacrifices. Somehow, even though the sacrifice mentioned in the Shastras, but somehow he got some karma also. Therefore, his kingdom became poverty stricken. Therefore, he offered all the wealth to feed the people. He himself retired and went for tapasya. When doing tapasya, he was doing tapasya for 48 days fasting. And after some time, someone offered him some water, some foodstuff mixed with ghee and milk. So who cannot say no? Who can say no to the food when he was fasting 48 days? For us, Bhima Ekadasi is the biggest thing. One day Nijala Ekadasi is the biggest issue for us. But Rantideva fasting on 48 days. After 48 days fasting, someone offering some water and food with milk and ghee. He's about to eat the food with his family members. He's not only he's suffering, his family members also suffering in the same way. So King Rantideva, even though he was suffering, and that time there was a discussion in the spiritual world. Once Brahma and Lord Shiva approached Lord Vishnu. They asked, who is the great devotee? They surprised Lord Vishnu, said, there's one king called Rantideva. King, how can be great devotee than sages? So they were surprised. The Lord said, if you want, go and test him, he said. Then Brahma and Shiva and Vishishta also, they came to test King Rantideva. So when Rantideva had the food, he divided all his portions to his family members. Before he do that, one Brahmana came as a poor Brahmana. My dear king, give me some food. I want to eat. I'm hungry. So Rantideva, what he did, he made a food in half portion and gave to the Brahmana. Then he took the remaining prasadam, made five other portions to the family members. He won't take his own food, share. That time, there was a Shudra came. I'm hungry. Give me some food. So Rantideva, you know, because Rantideva can see Krishna in everyone. Because already devotee of Krishna, he was self-realized soul. Therefore, it's not only the person coming to me. Within the heart of the soul, there's a Lord living. Therefore, he not only offered charity, but he offered all the pranams to them, paid obeisance to them. He never became little pride of his charity. That's the quality of Rantideva. And then, after his one tried to eat this remaining prasadam, there was one chandala came. He was along with all the dogs. Please give some food. Me and my dogs are starving. Rantideva saw this also, the devotee of the Lord. Krishna in everyone's heart. Vidya Vinaya Sambhane, Brahmane Gavihastini. So in this way, Rantideva saw even the dogs also have super soul as Paramatma Krishna is in their heart. So he treated everyone, paid pranams to everybody, obeisance to everybody, and offered them the food. The food is exhausted. There's no food at all for him. And final day came for him. He's about to leave the body. That time, there was one cup of water enough for one person's thirst. So thirst is that one thing one has to quench it, otherwise it will kill you. So the thirst was such a thing. Randideva thought, at least let me one cup of water. Finally, another chandala came. He says, I want some food to eat. Then Randideva, without hesitation, he offered that water to him. And he is about to leave the body. Suddenly, these three souls, who came as the Brahmana, Chandala and Shudra, they all came in front of Randideva, Brahma, Shiva and Vasishtha. They tested him, that still he passed the test and they rewarded him spiritual where he was liberated. Even then, Randideva was offered this kind of situation. Nobody can offer charity. When you have wealth, when you have a lot of money, you can give one check to 5,000 pounds, if you have millions of pounds in this check. But here is a test comes. How do you react when you are yourself in a threaten? Your own existence in this world is threatened. How do we react? How do you maintain those qualities? This is why they come stand in the history. Why is the sages put all these personalities in the history? Because they want to teach these qualities to us to develop it. Therefore, these points are in the scriptures, which we can inspired by these examples. And then, King Yayati. King Yayati also, Prabhupada says, for religiosity, how he maintained religion. Because he also was fond of sacrifices. And he also maintained the kingdom very, very nicely. And Yayati had a big chariot. We'll teach how the chariot, Krishna's chariot. But the chariot, it can go with any direction without any disruption. Therefore, and the chariot he had, and he done so much victorious and won so many. Within 6 days, he conquered the heavenly planets also, along with the king, this earthly kingdoms. Within 6 days, by help of the chariot. But problem for him was so much lusty desires within him. So, meanwhile, so Krishna also provided opportunity. When he got such desires, Krishna also fulfilled desires. Sarvasi chaham kadasarne vishto. So here, Devayani is the daughter of Sukracharya, and she had a friend called Sharmishta. Sharmishta is the king of Kshatriya girl, and Devayani is a Brahmana girl. So that they both came to for some picnic. That time, both are taking bath. After the bath, somehow, the Sharmishta mistaken his clothes, she put Devayani's clothes. So Devayani became very angry because already the pride is in her, for Devayani's mind. I'm a son of Brahmana. I'm better than you. So, but unknown mistake, she's chastised like anything, this Sharmishta. On the other hand, Sharmishta is Kshatriya girl. Kshatriya can't take insults. So Sharmishta, in fact, she called her servants, took Devayani, put in the well, she went away. And luckily, Devayani has no much water in the well. She was somehow surviving. That time, Yayati went to have some water in the well. She saw Yayani standing even with her clothes and the body. He rescued her. After that, she went to her father's side to complain. This Sarmisha did like this for me. Then Shukracharya gets so enraged. He called the king of this Sarmishta. How can your daughter to dare to do this to my daughter? The king was so much scared because if he curses, what happened to him? You know that. Then Shukracharya said, not only that, my daughter won't take your daughter as a servant. Will you send her? Yes, I will send. As we say my kingdom, I can give my daughter. So Devayani loved King Yayati. And Yayati wanted to marry Devayani. But still, he was scared. Because those days, the girl is from Brahmana family. She only married to be a Brahmana boy. But Kshatriyas, to marry Brahmana is not that recommended those days. Therefore, King Yayati was a bit hesitant to do that. But of course, Brahmanas are the final solutions makers, solution, all the solutions. In that sense, Sukracharya amended this philosophy, you can marry my daughter, I authorize you. So because Sukracharya authorized this philosophy, and see how the etiquette was, although King Yayati was so powerful, the Brahmanas are poor in considerations, but still, the value of the Brahmanical knowledge, the value of Brahmanical culture, this is what their character, the caliber. Therefore, ఆఫ్టర్ శుక్రాచార్య శాంక్షన్ ఓన్లీ కింగ్ యయాతి మ్యారీడ్ దేవయాని అండ్ శర్మిష్ట వెంట్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దేవయాని యాజ్ అ మెయిన్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ దేవయాని వైల్ యయాతి లీడ్ ఇన్ ద కింగ్డమ్. యయాతి దేవయాని గాట్ టూ చిల్డ్రన్. ఆల్సో శర్మిష్ట వాంటెడ్ టు హ్యావ్ చిల్డ్రన్ విత్ సమ్ కింగ్ యయాతి బికాస్ శుక్రాచార్య హ్యావ్ మేడ్ వన్ ప్రామిస్ ఫ్రమ్ యయాతి. బట్ శ్రీసాద గోకృంద భగవానికి శిశితానంకి గౌరీత భగవానికి. సో శుక్రాచార్య మేడ్ వన్ ప్రామిస్ టు కింగ్ యయాతి, ఆల్దో ఐ సెండ్ శర్మిష్ట టు టేక్ రివెంజ్ ఆఫ్ మై డాటర్, షీ ఇన్సల్ట్ మై డాటర్, షీ ఇస్ అ సర్వెంట్ ఎనీవే ఆఫ్ మై డాటర్, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ మ్యారీ హర్ అండ్ షుడ్ నాట్ గెట్ చిల్డ్రన్ విత్ హర్. హీ ప్రామిస్ ఎస్ షీ హస్ నేచర్, హీ ఆల్సో అట్రాక్ట్ టు శర్మిష్ట బ్యూటీ. సో హీ మ్యారీడ్ సీక్రెట్లీ విత్ శర్మిష్ట, హ్యాడ్ 3 చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్సో విత్ హర్. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ ద మెసేజ్ కేమ్, ద న్యూస్ కేమ్ టు నో టు శుక్రాచార్య, హీ వాజ్ సో యాంగ్రీ, హీ కర్స్ యయాతి టు బికమ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్, హీ బికమ్ క్విక్లీ ఓల్డ్. దెన్ యయాతి హ్యాస్ టు బెగ్ దిస్ శుక్రాచార్య టు రిమూవ్ ద కర్స్ బికాస్ యయాతి హ్యాస్ సో మచ్ డిసైర్స్ టు ఎంజాయ్, హౌ కెన్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ద ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్ దట్ ఈజీలీ. సో బట్ శుక్రాచార్య సేడ్ హీస్ దిస్ టెస్టింగ్ అగైన్, హౌ ద మాయా టెస్టింగ్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ వెరీ గౌ యూస్లెస్ డిసైర్స్, యూ హ్యాడ్ టు గో లాట్ ఆఫ్ టెస్ట్, లాట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ అండ్ ట్రబుల్స్, ఓన్లీ ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ బెనిఫిట్ ఫర్ అస్. సో యయాతి ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ దట్ యయాతి. సో యయాతి వాస్ బెగ్గింగ్ టు శుక్రాచార్య, సమ్ గో లీవ్ మై కర్స్, ఐ వాంట్ ఎంజాయ్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, ఐ కాన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్, కర్స్ కేమ్ కర్స్, యూ కెన్ డూ వన్ థింగ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ ఐడియా ఫర్ యూ, ఆస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ సన్స్ వెర్ దే కెన్ ఎక్స్చేంజ్ దర్ యూత్ ఫర్ యూ, యూ కెన్ ఎంజాయ్. దెన్ యయాతి కేమ్ టు హిస్ సన్స్, ఆల్ ద సన్స్ సెడ్ నో. దెన్ వన్ సన్ వాస్ పూరు, హీ వాస్ వెరీ పాయస్, హీ ఆఫర్డ్ హిస్ యూత్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ యయాతి బికేమ్ యంగ్. యూ కెన్ సీ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ దర్ ఇస్ అ సెల్ఫ్లెస్నెస్, నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సేజెస్, నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద కింగ్స్, ఫ్రమ్ ద యూత్ పీపుల్, యంగ్ బాయ్స్. కెన్ ఇమాజిన్ if you see all how the young boys, how the brahmacharis, they have the selflessness, they have the sacrifice mentality. If you see in the Mahabharat, you know, Bhishma, who was Bhishma, he is a devavrata, he is not a king at all, he is a prince at all, he only a prince, but he was a young boy, he has a right to enjoy this world and nobody can complain to him. He can say, my father, get married to me, I want to marry. Nowadays sons are asking to fathers like this, can you find a girl for me? But here Devavrata, the Bhishma's previous name, his father was not happy. He noticing how they are so selfless in the very beginning. His father was not happy. And then he asked, what's the problem? King Santanu. He lost his first wife, Ganga. You know that. And one day went for hunting. He fell in love with Satyavati. And he asked the fisherman, I want to marry your daughter. The fisherman said, he is very calculative person. He said, I can give my daughter to you, but one condition. My daughter's son only should come to throne, not your own son. That time Santanu was so scared because he loves Bhishma and anything. So I can't do that, he said. But still, he can't give up the desire for Satyavati. This is the problem with the material life, especially when you have a lot of wealth, a lot of opulences, your mind goes to sense gratification. Therefore, sometimes Krishna puts you in such a difficult situation so that you will naturally detach from this all desires. It's not a curse, it's also blessings from Krishna compared to these peoples, how they're suffering with their opulences. Then, Devavrata went to the fisherman. He made a deal with him. He put out the same condition to Bhishma. He said, no, don't worry. I will not marry. But still, you may not marry. Your son will claim the kingdom, no? I'll not marry too. So this kind of vows, just they to fulfill his father's useless desires, still the son respects the father. He didn't insult the father. How can I do this thing when I am ready for marriage? He didn't do that. My father should be happy. So then he took a lifetime challenge, Brahmacharya, to fulfill his father's desire and get married. In the same case, you can see here, Yayadi son Puru, he offered his youth for fathers to enjoy for thousands of years. He became old man. It's not an easy act to give some time in your youth our senses are very demanding to enjoy this world. No, I don't want to do this. I want to something for magnanimous, something significant. And that will please Krishna. When you go through the flow of desires, everybody going through desires. And what is the big deal in that? How can please Krishna? But when you go against desires, do something, sacrifice something significant, that will please Krishna. And thus we can see today, Bashir Prabhupada's magnanimity, he did the Krishna consciousness out of India, came to the West, found so many youths, made them dedicated their life to Krishna consciousness, and the same history continues here. Sometimes devotees are going to give class on the only the characters up to the Bhagavatam. Their idea was, after Srimad Bhagavatam, no one existing. They cannot connect Krishna ISKCON with ISKCON. But Srila Prabhupada is an example. Therefore, every devotee in ISKCON, when they give class, they also connect the previous sages, all the rishis and the kings through to present day of ISKCON, Krishna conscious movement. Then only you can see it's a live example and you will insight to follow that. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada came with his magnanimity. He brought this movement to the West. He inspired so many youths, Western disciples especially, who have no idea of Vedic culture is. They become completely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. And you can see the movement all over the world now. We are sitting one of the temple Bhakti on the manor. So in this way, Yayadi was doing such great sacrifice. Doing kingdom. But a lot of homas, yagyas he performed. But finally, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kama Yesha Krodha Yesha Rajya Guna Samad Bhavaha Magashno Magapabma Vidyena Vika Vairinam. He says, this lust only Arjuna, it makes you do wrong thing even against your own will. Even you don't want to do that. Because it's Rajya Guna. Just enjoy this material world. The moment you try, you decide came to enjoy, you will do anything. Like Ravana. Like Kamsa. Similarly, Yayadi was enjoying. What Krishna says is, just control the lusty desires. Find the places where they are residing. And enemies. Magashno magapavma vidya yena miga vairinam. It destroys your spiritual life. Spiritual progress. Therefore, here Krishna says, just to find the enemy and destroy the enemy. The lust has two problems. If you want to satisfy, it will become greed. If you do not satisfy, it will become anger. This is the problem with the lust. So what to do then? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada told, transform lust into love for Krishna. It is not an artificial effort. It is nature of the living soul. In the spirit soul, in its original constitutional position, it was loving Krishna and serving Him. You can see in the scriptures. Because we want to enjoy without Krishna, we came to this material world, so the love for Krishna transformed into lust. Therefore, to transform again the same lust into love by engaging in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada says, Maharaj Yudhishthira had acquired all the qualities to rule the whole of the kingdom. What? Simply by serving Krishna. But simply by serving Krishna, we can achieve all the good qualities which we can have in this in our life. Therefore, I stop here. It's 8:25 now. 5 minutes for questions.